One moment.
Hi, Hector. This is John Kyle with Locust Plus. How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, boss?
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you taking the call here. So I did see a lot of good notes here from Dan. So you've been in business 5 years, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And in those 5 years, just out of curiosity, how have you like grown the business marketing wise? Like, what is your main, I guess, efforts at marketing?
So, to be 100% transparent with you, a lot, if not probably 80% of all the work that we've received over the last, 4.5, 5 years. Has been all word of mouth. So a lot of what we do is just, you know, we provide a service for the customer. The customer goes to the next person and talks highly of us. And we either get one or two, maybe three jobs from that one job. So, as far as marketing is concerned, we'll do it here and there, probably quarterly. We'll do one or two advertisements, via Facebook or social media of some kind. But other than that, a good portion of our revenue comes from word of mouth, marketing, and then we'll do little signs in the yard, like little those little yard signs.
Yard signs. You're right. That's what they're called. You're good.
Exactly. Yeah. And to be honest, a lot of those are more of a loss for us. Like, we'll put them out, and they're normally either scooped up or picked up by the end of the day, anyways.
right. I might as well give your client a t-shirt.
Exactly. You're 100% right. So that like, we kind of steered away from the yard signs, and we're actually doing exactly what you said. We're creating merchandise, cups, pens, shirts, things like that to hand out to clients that we work with.
At the end of the day, at least that shirt or a cup or a pen will have more of a lifetime than a yard sign that's taken up pretty quickly. Yeah.
100%.
No, you're good. And just to let you know, I mean, all the, that kind of like, feet on the street marketing, like you're saying, that the building that referral chain, that's really important. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the fact that that's 80% of your work, it speaks for itself, meaning that your work does the talking, and that's really, really important, for the business that we partner with. Our job would not to be to say, stop that 80% of what you're doing, but more so get you so much traffic on the other side of things that ratio starts shifting to like a 70-30, 60-40 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And the online stuff is definitely out of my realm. So, of course, you know, enough YouTubing and figuring it out can be done. But with my time and being the owner and, part-time employee,
right. I mean, if you value sleep, you know, it's really hard to be a marketing expert at the same time being the man in the field. You know what I mean? So I get where you're coming from. In these notes, I see that you're really focusing in, you know, greater Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake area, right? As far as your core like service area, right?
Yeah. A good portion of our business comes in this area.
Do you ever cross the bridge into Newport News or go southwest?
We do. And like I was telling, I'm already blanking on his name.
Dan.
When I was speaking to Dan, I explained to him kind of, our home base is in Portsmouth. But locally I'm from the Virginia Beach area, grew up in the Virginia Beach area. So I'm very familiar, with the area and the locals. So a good portion of our company works, you know, I do a lot of work in Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, just because that's where the word of mouth is kind of circling right now. There are jobs that we get out in Newport News and Hampton that we're willing to travel out and take care of. But as a handyman guy, I typically get a lot of, can you hang some blinds for me? Something along those lines. Of course, travel and payroll and things of that nature are kind of rolled into my pricing. So I want to make sure that the value of the job is going to, create some revenue so that I can take care of the guys on my end. So long as the value of the job is worth it, in terms of like covering our overhead and making sure the guys are paid and things of that nature. I'm more than willing to go to that side of the water. And then we also do some work out in Isle of Wight and Suffolk. So, we're not scared of those areas either. Just a lot less work has come from those areas for us.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I will let you know, like, everything that you're saying, you know, definitely lines up with what we would offer. So just to give you a little rundown of how we work, we don't work with just one iron in the fire. So getting you on Google, I don't see your profile on Google. I found it on Yelp. Do you have a Google business profile yet?
So I have the Google Suites set up. I'm not sure if I've gone in and actually built the profile, or, like, I might still be in the building process. I know that sometimes they have meters, the 20%, 40% meters.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's there. I think the only thing that I'm missing is the verification, getting everything verified and pushed through, I guess, the big process.
Okay, and the reason why I was asking is that if I'm looking for, like, handyman services, even in Portsmouth or, you know, surrounding areas, that's where I would want you to be found, and, you know, as far as to make sure that you're promoted properly. Like, for example, I see WeWorks, Outlaw, Handyman Services, Aaron's Building Maintenance, Vic's Handyman Services, Bo's Handyman Services. So there's a lot of companies that are already listed there. They're doing optimization, right, as far as they're not paying big dollars to show up on the map listings. They're just making sure whether they have an in-house optimizer that they pay like an hourly wage, or they are hiring a service provider like us. They just make sure that they're showing up, because, as you know, outside of your 80% word of mouth, there's definitely room to grow that 20% where people are finding you just based on your reputation. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's definitely what we, you know, want to be at, for sure.
And then as far as the website goes, you had one in the past, don't have one active now, but working on it. Is that correct?
Yeah, we changed providers, and when we changed providers, they kept the domain. So we've had to kind of redo everything. I have a new domain. We're working on the website, and again, trying to do that after being on the field and handling payroll and doing all the other things. It can be quite a task.
So just out of curiosity, how much do you value your time out of the field? Because if you're trying to build a website, don't get me wrong, like, I mean, I'd want to pull my hair out, so, and I've already built a couple, so, but I'm not good at it, but I've built them.
Yeah.
And you're taking this all on your own, so I'm going to hopefully, if you like the pricing or everything, it's going to save you a lot of the thing that there's really no price to, and that's your time. I sent you a couple text messages from our 877 number. Let me know if you got them. One just says, "Hi, Hector, this is John Kyle." Just so you have my contact info if this stretches into another call. But the other thing I sent you is a link to our a preview website for our handyman services that we would help build out for you. Let me know when you get a chance to pull up that link for Handy Masters.
Gotcha. I'll be honest, I think because I'm on the phone, it has the data tied up. Oh, wait, yeah, just came through. Just got it.
You're good. Over. So do you see Handy Masters with the local splash logo at the top, right?
Yeah, I believe it's loading up now.
All right, let me know when you get it pulled up.
You're good. I'm pulling it up now. I'm having to send it to my other device so that I can open it. Since we're on
you're good.
All right, yeah, I got it pulled up now. So local splash at the top says Handy Masters.
Yeah, is this a tablet you're looking at on, or a cell phone?
No, so it's a cell phone. I have it on my iPhone, and I'm speaking to you from my Android.
Gotcha. So when you scroll through this, like, the reason why I want to show you is more the structure more than anything else. It's not meant to win any graphics design awards. It's just meant to be a clean area to showcase your work and really speak about your business, right? This is fully customizable to reflect your business with your logo in place of the local splash logo. But the reason why I was bringing it up is it's optimized for cell phone use. As you know, a lot of your clients, if not all of them, are only looking at websites from cell phones in today's world. So the reason why we The way we optimize it, you see the click-to-call button stays steady at the top and bottom at all times, as well as a text us button.
Yep.
Yeah, so again, that's just the simple design, just to make sure that once someone's interest is piqued by seeing the services you offer and really just browsing your site, after we customize it, they can just click to call because, as you know, most people on their cell phones are not even hunting for phone numbers anymore. They're usually just wanting things to be very simplistic for their laziness sake, right? So that's what we can provide. If you feel like this will save you some time of building out a website and you like everything else, this is included with the service. It's not an add-on cost. It's just part of our month-to-month package, okay?
Okay.
But the core of what we do is really just to make sure that when someone's looking for handyman services in Portsmouth and surrounding area, you show up alongside the competitors that are already optimizing, and we'll move you up the list as far as we can push you, as quickly as we can push you to the top of the list, because if Dan mentioned this during his portion of the call, we only work with one client per region. And the main reason for that is actually in our own best interest, mainly because Google rates us on our performance. And to be a premier channel partner, we have to have a bare minimum of a 3 out of 4 success rate nationwide. And in order to accomplish that, you can do the math here, Hector. Even if I had 2 clients in your area, that would most likely set us up for a situation where one of you is happy and one of you isn't. And now that puts us at a 50% success rate. And then Google would just swiftly kick us off our platform. We start doing that throughout the day.
Yeah.
So out of about 10,000 clients nationwide, again, we make sure we only single out one per service area, per service offering, because it's the only way that will give us the best chance to make you successful. You follow me so far?
Absolutely.
Why we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely, yeah. And I definitely, I was curious too, and that you answered my question there. It's not often where someone's like, yeah, you know, I only want to work with one person versus get as many as I can to kind of fill the billet.
Right. And don't get me wrong, like there's other platforms that it makes sense for them to have multiple clients in the same area, like Yelp and Angie's. When they sell their leads, they don't mind if there's 5 or 10 of you fighting for that one potential customer, right? But in our case, Google has a very strict guideline, and you can even see that on our website, Google Channel Partners website, even if you just go on google.com and check out partners, you'll see Localslash there, and it says very specifically, Localslash has maintained a bare minimum 70% optimization rate nationwide, and we're investing tens of thousands of dollars each and every month over the rolling last 3 months. So they do list that detail there if ever you want to, you know, check into that just to be sure. But again, this is just a piece of what we do. The second level of what we do, though, you're already doing some of it. You have a good Facebook page. I noticed you put some relatively recent posts. I mean, more recent than most of my customers anyway. And so you do cleanouts too sometimes?
Yeah, we do quite a bit of work, man. If I'm being completely honest with you, I think the job that you're referring to, that job was a complete flip. We gutted that house and we put a new kitchen in, new bathrooms, flooring throughout, carpet and LVP. There was a bunch of carpentry, painting, sanding, drywall, repair and replacement. If I'm being honest, there was junkies in there, and they tore that house to shreds. And we went in.
You know, your photos only show a 3-day turnaround, though. So you did a before, and then 3 days later,
yeah,
you did the after. I was like, there's no way he did this in 3 days.
No, we actually, believe it or not, it took us And I did that strategically, actually, because as it impressed you, I'm sure it impressed a few other people too. It took us about a week and a half, with some pretty full hours. I wouldn't say they were regular eight-hour shifts. They were probably 10 to 12s, and no one was living there, so we had a little bit more freedom to work at some different times.
So this was for a client, or is it a house that you ended up selling or putting on the market?
So that was for a client of mine. We did some work, to give you a little bit of background on us. We worked with Lowe's, Home Improvement. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but.
Yeah, right. How you do.
Lowe's
you're a contractor
that sub
represents them. Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. And, we did, fencing and decking for them. And through that, we met a few other clients, and kind of grew our repertoire a little bit. But one of the sales guys at Lowe's, it was his rental, and he had someone that he was close to living in the house and didn't think anything of it. And one day he did a little stop in to see how everything was going, and the house was in shambles, tape everywhere on the ceiling, aluminum foil everywhere. They taped over all the outlets. It was a nightmare, for sure. But, he was getting some crazy off the wall prices, and, I was available and ready to go. And, I gave him a pretty fair price to get everything done. And, he gave me a shot, and I knew that, that job was going to be such an eye opener before and after, that, you know, it was going to look good for me. So it was kind of worth it to, I wouldn't say I underbid, but it was worth it for us to kind of beat the other prices just to get our hands on something of that size.
So that being said, the name Handyman doesn't lead me to know all this about you. That's what I'm a little curious is, did you ever want to just promote yourself mainly as like fence deck installers or remodelers specifically? It sounds like you have licensing to do that based on the fact that you worked with Lowe's.
The handyman thing, when I first named the company, I was gung-ho. Handyman services sounds great. But I've come to realize, over the years that it kind of has a stigma to it as well.
Go ahead.
Some pros, some cons. And being in the handyman field, there's of course, everyone's a handyman, jack of trade, you know, jack of all trades. And a lot of people, seem to see handyman and run from it because they're like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. They're unprofessional. And by all means, I completely understand, especially some of the handy people in this area. I'm currently trying to figure out how to go through the name change and, get all that kind of taken care of. But we want to switch to, from All Star Handyman Services to just All Star Services. But we are listed and insured as a residential remodeler. So that's kind of where we are at this present time. So when people ask kind of what we do, they see the handyman tag and they're like, but are you guys a handyman? It's like, no, well, we're more of a residential remodeler. Residential. I mean, we do commercial work, but.
What if you replace it with remodeling services or All-Star remodeling services?
So we've been looking at kind of having an umbrella company. So All-Star Services would be our main head. Of all the companies that we provide, and
gotcha.
From there we kind of do All Star painting, All Star flooring, All Star drywall and repair, things like that, to kind of branch out from there. So that's definitely the 10-year plan, would be to have, you know, one parent company for all the many departments we have versus being one company that offers all those departments of
and I see you already secured the domain of getallstarservices.com, right? So that's still your domain,
correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so, that is our domain, and that is kind of where I wanted to have the website going. So I kind of wanted to keep it under that same name there.
Well, then let me send you a second link, because this is more relevant to you, is that to start showcasing your remodeling services. So I know I sent you one for handyman. BNC is a similar structure. Don't get me wrong. I just want to let you know we do have a prefab, like, website structure for remodeling as well. You'll see that there when it comes through. And that's probably going to be a better way to go about this before you get a fictitious business name or any, like, small change in the actual structure of your listing on Google. When we promote you on Google, we'll still promote you for all the right keywords, and then we'll probably put you on a website that, even though it says All Star Handyman Services on the name, your web domain of getallstarservices.com obviously helps, but also the showcasing of your work in the field, and we'll probably put some blurbs there that says you're a licensed, you know, contractor, licensed residential remodeler, whatever it is that you need to do just to quickly pivot from the stigma of being a handyman when people start browsing through your site. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, and again, It does have a stigma, but then a lot of the times after we work for a client that has come away from having a bad experience, they've kind of have a whole new outlook on what that is. And that's kind of why I'm in this. Me and the wife have worked for several companies that was in it for the money. You know, you go out, you get the money and you leave, and, you know, if the customer's unhappy, well, that's their problem. And I'm not a big, I don't support that at all. You know,
right. That's why your word of mouth side is so strong, right? Like, I mean, your word of mouth is so strong because you're fairly priced and your job is probably a pleasant surprise to people who, if they were initially unsure, if they found you, cold, right? Meaning not from another referral, but that's what I mean. Remember, we're not trying to say, hey, we're going to make your 80% even stronger, right? We're not shifting that towards 90. We want to shift it the other way just because of the volume from the cold contact side, right? Where people reach out to you based on what you showcase online, based on your presence. So, and that's what I mean. The second level of what we do, we run the Facebook ads. You have a strong Facebook page. You're already doing posts. We just run Boost ads. Are you familiar with how Boost ads work specifically?
Yes. So we do boost them here and there. But there's times where it's like, I could boost it now, but if I boost it now, we're going to be kind of, I don't want to say overloaded. But it, like, something, you know, a lot of people don't like to hear, hey, you know, I can schedule a month out. So sometimes we're jammed, like we get into busy seasons and it's just like, hey, I have jobs like every week, you know, until the end of the month, or I have jobs every week until 2 months out. But of course that being able to grow from that point is where I'm trying to get to. So if I can step off the field and use that growth to bring on more guys, cause I have two employees now, plus myself. So there's three of us and then the wife's in the office. But the goal is for us to both step away and instead of being a hands-on role, being more of an overseeing role, and just making sure the machine's well-oiled and moving the way it should.
And that's where the Boost ads actually work on two levels, right? So just to let you know, you're absolutely right. The fact that you've used Boost and you know it works for you, that's a great position to be in because again, all we're talking are the things that you already know work for you. It's really just a matter of, is our pricing right for us to like help you co-manage this, right? So, and when it comes to Boost ads though, keep in mind, if you've never thought of this before, this is probably going to help. What a lot of our clients do in your situation where work becomes too frequent on the Boost ads, because we only do $100 a month as a standard for our clients, that usually that $20 to $25 a week is pretty steady. You know, you can always obviously change that number however you want, but I'm sure you've experienced that where you're probably not throwing thousands at Boost. I mean, the Boost dollars go so far that it's not even a necessity. So what a lot of our clients do is when their workflow gets really strong and they want to pull back, or in your case, you want to focus on like growing your team to support that, what they've done is they just shift the Boost ad to be a recruiting ad. So we change the keywords and we change the ad copy. Sure. To now, right? Now that your flow has been so strong and you got a lot of work, now you're like, hey, I need help. And it'll have the same exact effect as a Boost ad for the services you offer, right? Where the only people who will ever see your recruiting Boost ad is people who are already looking to work for someone like you in your area.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, and that is it's a great idea. I'm not against that at all. Because
that way you don't have to worry about Indeed or anything like that where you're like working through a different funnel, right? It's strictly people that you will find you on Facebook that you can find on Facebook. Again, just an idea there. Our clients do that a lot when, you know, there's ebbs and flows, like you said, especially when you're approaching a busy season, you already know you want to ramp up with one more crew. You know, you shift that Boost ad to reflect that. But again, all in all, it's good to talk to someone who's already doing all this and really trying to maximize all this at the same time running your business. So I'll just cut to the chase as far as pricing goes, and you let me know if it's time for me to end the call or if it's something that is of interest to you. So basically, it's an all-inclusive package. It's a month-to-month program. We do $100 of Boost ads, and then we also do the optimization and build out that website, with whatever structure you prefer and customize it as needed, right? All inclusive. It's a month-to-month program of $249 a month.
$249?
Yeah.
And is there anything hidden within that? And of course, you know, I'm sure you hear that a lot, but like, is there any do you guys increase it every year, or is there any like annual fees or anything like that that I would?
Great question. And I can truly appreciate that. There are other things you can buy into. There are other levels of advertising on Google, for example, like pay per click, Google Guaranteed. You can go really deep into the rabbit hole. As far as what most of our customers stay on, they usually stay on that $250 a month plan. Once you lock in, we don't change plan pricing for you. The only thing that can change is you changing the plan, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
So, and then
there's a one-time setup fee, though. I want to give you full disclosure because you did ask that. So that way that's not as sneaky, like after the fact. It covers all the programming in the beginning, not meant to break your back. It's $99. So your very first month would be $348, but then every month thereafter $249.
So it'd be $348 for the first month and then $249 every month after that.
Yep.
I'm hesitant because I want to pull the trigger, and definitely get that to you. I can't swing the $350 right this moment because I'm literally on my way to the office to run payroll, and that's going to go to the guys. So I'm waiting on two jobs to clear Friday, and then I can take care of that $240. Is that going to be too late, or am I going to be out of the game by that point?
Hector, you're a straight shooter. I'm a straight shooter. I'll save the position for you. It's not a problem.
All right, you're the man. I appreciate it. And here's what I'll do. What's today? Today is Wednesday?
Yeah.
Are you going to be in the office on Friday?
You know, I'm a salesman. I'm in the office sometimes Sunday if my client needs me.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. I'll tell you what, man. You're a hell of a salesman. And I would have been off the phone by now. So you got me on the hook. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very interested. It's going to take and save a lot of my time and kind of.
I figured $250 a month, including with 100 of it going towards Facebook. I figured like, you're like, man, that's going to give me at least a couple hours a week of time saving.
Yeah, just not even worrying about it. I mean, the website alone, I keep building it. And I'm just not happy with the way it looks and functions. And I'm sure you guys do it all the time. So you're more comfortable and you know, you understand what you're doing with the whole motion of things, but I always go from the desktop view to the phone view, and everything gets choppy at that point. So that's kind of in the hold up there, and I just
you should check out the link on the computer. You'll notice the link on the computer when you get a moment, and I know that you're saying I'm already convinced and whatnot. I get excited over our product because I'm a customer of ours as well. Just to be fully transparent, I do solar sales in Southern California, and you know this works pretty well for me to get inbound traffic.
And that was going to be my last question was, do you guys have any like word of mouth stories or things that you guys get, you know, like any, I'm trying to think of the word,
like testimonials online, right? Like so just so you know, like how it works is. We do have a privacy policy, right? I hope you can appreciate this. A lot of our customers don't want other potential customers like taking up their time, you know, asking questions about how it works and whatnot. So we have a strict privacy policy in that regard. But as far as happiness of customers, the best resource I can give you is our Google reviews. If you look at local/Fountain Valley, California, you'll see we're approaching 1,000 reviews. We have about 10,000 clients nationwide. And you know how it is. I mean, happy customers are less likely to leave reviews. However, the vast majority of our reviews are positive. There are some negative ones that we will wear on our shield as well. And usually you'll see on the negative ones, it's a lot of times people who don't really understand how marketing works. And they expect it to give us the money, and then like the machine just happens, right? And some people don't even do like an onboarding call, like where we actually ask a client like yourself, hey, how do you want your website to look? You know, things like that. They don't even deal with that. And so in your case, your experience obviously would be much different because you're so hands-on already on your own. It's, you know, we're not only saving you time, but you're going to see right away like the end result, and you're already going to appreciate, like, I knew how much time that took to try to do that, for example.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, I know we're in two different fields. I, you know, in terms of your personal business. And again, I don't know how much you can share about that.
No, you're good. It's my business.
So for what you've invested in over the, you know, I don't know, how long have you been using the service? About a year, 2 years?
I've been doing solar for 4 years. I only got introduced to Local Splash actually at the beginning of this year. So I'm actually a brand new person with Local Splash. Just to give you a little background, and again, I don't mind full disclosure, I was doing very well in the world of solar. The industry of solar in Southern California has really been shot to hell, so to speak. And the main reason is the utility companies got mad at how much solar was growing, that they went and did some lobbying with the heads of the state to change the laws to where people who have solar panels now are basically saving, instead of saying, let's say, $100 a month, now they're saving like $20 a month doing solar. So the excitement about solar is much different, right?
Gotcha.
So in short, I went from being a full year-round business to now I'm very seasonal for the summer. So I'm actually going to ramp up even more now, but even during the off season, for me, since it's just more of a side focus right now, it's not my main career as of today. Mm-hmm. As long as I get like 1 to 3 customers a month, meaning like about 10 inbound calls, that's good enough for me. And in the world of solar, there's so much competition that
that keeps
me going. Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. So that's kind of what I was getting at. Like, you know, has it proven successful for you? I know that solar is definitely, it's saturated in this area. There's a ton of companies in Virginia that do it as well. So I can only imagine in California how much more saturated it can be. So,
We call it a CPA, right? So the term is CPA, like cost per acquisition. When I used to buy leads and whatnot, my CPA is somewhere between $1,500 and $3,000. So, people would pay like, and this has happened to me too in the past. There are times I would pay $200 for an appointment, as an example.
Yep.
And, you know, there's no guarantee where that appointment's going. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was doing, you had mentioned Angie's and other things, and I've signed up and that's why I'm asking you the questions I'm asking you, because I've been with lead companies, but the leads have been kind of my task to chase versus they're just kind of organically feeding my phone. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we spent $400-$500 a week, on leads with Thumbtack and Angie's and things like that. And we'll maybe get 1 or 2 jobs that land. And, there's been a number of months where we've put out more in a month for leads than we've received using the lead generator. And, it kind of turned us off a little bit to it, altogether. So
yeah,
we've kind of stuck with that word of mouth. So, I know the website has definitely been something that, not only is it in my head, but it's something that, local banks and things like that, people who are willing to do, business loans of any kind, they want to see that presence and they
want
things like
right.
that. So
it's, yeah. It's, and that's what I was going to say. The Google presence is more of the way I look at it is branding, right? This is brand recognition, right? The Google presence, having the review counts high, because on the back end dashboard, we set you up with a click to send email and text templates. So all you do is punch in the information of your customer that you've serviced, and then it'll send them an automated prompt to click here and leave a review. That way, your review count growth will be so much faster than, because you know as well as I do, a happy customer, when you ask them, hey, leave me a review, do you think that they're lazy about it? It's usually not just that. It's more, they forget about it, and then they have to go find you, right? You know what I mean? When you ask them in person. Hector, did I lose you?
No, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, when you ask someone for a review in person, them having to go through the steps of finding you slows down that turnaround time to where you hardly get any reviews at all from happy customers. But when you can send something that says click here and leave a review, it definitely increases that positive review rate. And you can see the proof in the pudding based on our website and looking at our reviews in Fountain Valley, you'll see we get a lot of reviews every week, and it's just because from our customer base, we're constantly fishing for it, and not in a bad way. Don't get me wrong. We're not insistent or pushy about it. It's just sending someone a link and their likelihood of leaving one is even higher.
No, yeah, for sure. And I mean, you give it to them to do on their time versus kind of being in their face and, you know, being like, hey, can you give me a review right now? And sometimes people aren't, you know, if they are willing to give you a review in that moment, it's either, oh yeah, we'll give you a couple stars, or they don't really leave, you know, good.
Yeah, you don't want to be staring review. Them in the eye while they leave your review. You're exactly, yeah, right.
Exactly. Not to rush off the phone.
No, you're good.
Getting ready to pick my little ones up. Yeah, I wanted to write down those numbers. I'm going to discuss it with the wife, just so she.
Yeah, what's a good email for you? I'll get you everything in writing, so that way there's no confusion.
Beautiful. It's going to be my first name, Hector, HECTOR, at getallstarservices.com. And then services is with an S at the end.
All right, give me about 10 seconds here.
All right. And I got the other
so the email is going to come from, it's a jkyle from localslash.com. It says localslash follow-up from John Kyle, Google and Facebook marketing. And then you'll have everything there, including the pricing for month to month, as well as the $99 setup fee. So everything is there in writing, so that way you and your wife can review it. And we're definitely not in the business of forcing people to sleep on the couch just to make a marketing decision. So you're good as far as timeline goes.
For sure, man.
And then you said Friday. So any time Friday that is better for you?
I think the time that you guys are reaching out today, I think it was probably like 3:30, 3:45 you guys reached out. That honestly would probably be best. Typically around this time, I'm heading back towards the office if I'm not already there. And it's easier for me to kind of look at all my books and everything while I'm sitting at the computer, because I got the screens there and I can pull everything up and dish out the funds.
All right. So that 3:45 your time will work great for us. And then what I'll do on my end, Hector, you did get a text message from me. If for whatever reason timing is imperfect at that time or you need to make a slight adjustment, you can shoot me a text to the 877 number. I'll get that directly. And then, of course, whenever I call, it'll be from the 757 number, okay?
Sounds great. Yep, and I got your email. I'll go ahead and talk this over with the wife tonight and then move things around as need be for Friday.
Cool. All right. Appreciate your time, Hector. We'll touch base Friday around this time.
You as well, John. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.